have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey there, this is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
I've been burdened and I've been tried. I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There's been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there's been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. No, oh, no, oh. And there have been times every now and then I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't wanna cry, didn't wanna pray. Throw my hand in the air, just walk away. God never left me, never let me go. His grace and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, God has kept me.
Yes, 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 he has. Every time, God has kept me. You know, I'm truly excited about that. I want to welcome you today to another edition of
the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Oh, it's about our ups and our downs, all of that kind of stuff. It's a conversation to share and to inform, as well as to show you a way out, because many times we can feel that we're boxed in, fenced in, hard-pressed against the wall. But we want to, of course, shine the light on the goodness of God and how he walks with us and he talks with us. And he reminds us through his word that we are his own. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for today, for every blessed opportunity, for every open door, Lord God. We come surrendering our all. And I pray that you use these lips of clay, oh God, to be a blessing to somebody today, hopefully to bring some inspiration and also maybe some answers to questions that they may have rolling around in their minds. So, God, on today, we want to say thank you. It's a thankful Thursday. We're appreciative. We're grateful, oh God. We may not have everything that we want and may never in this life at the same time that we want it. But, God, you are always giving us what we need, and then you give us extra. Lord God, we know that we don't deserve your goodness, but we thank you that by the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we are cleansed under the blood, Lord God, that's all you see. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless the listeners today and those who listen by review. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, dear friends, I'm Loretta Petit, host of this show, and I'm so glad to be here. We have embarked upon something awesome. We're going to be taking part in, I wish I could remember now. Oh, my God. We have another platform that we're going to be at the Elation family sharing in. And I think we're going to kick it off the week of February 6th. But for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. Maybe my wonderful producer, Miss Kimmy Kim, she's going to share with me the name of that platform, because it just totally slipped my mind. I had it when I started to talk to you, but slipped my mind. Hey, listen, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Also, I do want to let you know that if you would go to like Google or YouTube and you find me and you click on that, you can stick around, because there are other Elation family members with their podcast. They're talking about all kinds of topics and things that would be of interest to you and help to you and all of that kind of good stuff. So do keep your ears out for them. Maybe at some point we'll have like a little schedule that we can share on our podcast to let you know when you can tune in and who will be sharing and what their podcast is all about, because there's quite a few of us and we love the Lord, and we're trying to do our best to be a light in this dark world. All right? So do keep your ears right here for hopefully more of that kind of information going forward. All right. So having said all of that, I want to say that today we want to look at some things that's very, very real. It is, of course, mental health. Mental health is very necessary, because mental illness is very real. Mental health, because mental illness is very real. It doesn't mean you're crazy because you're struggling in a mental health situation. Not at all. Not trying to say that at all. Mental health could be, you know, any little thing that throws us into a tizzy, that throws us into a spasm of any kind because of, you know, our threshold of coping has been compromise. It has been, you know, like it has been just too much for that threshold. We couldn't go another further, as they say. So I want to talk about that a little bit today, and hopefully it can pique somebody's interest to delve further and maybe to give you some answers to what you may be facing. I want to throw out the disclaimers. I'm going to check out a little information that actress Goldie Hawn threw out there, but also I want to look at the mental health first aid site because they offer some awesome insights as well. When we look at mental health, we're looking at what COVID has done to so many of us. COVID has wreaked a havoc. It's a pandemic. So, you know, it's happening not just here in the United States. It's happening, guys. It's happening. And it's causing people to just be unlike themselves, you know. And people that may have been the most tolerant people, maybe not so much now. They are, you know, being stretched and things are happening and we're, you know, we're making enemies when we shouldn't be enemies. And just want to say that to you. So please be careful. Don't be so quick to make a person out of an enemy because everybody's going through this thing. The only thing is that we can say on the positive tip is that some people are going through it just a little bit better than others, meaning that they're handling it a little bit better. And I guess a lot of that has to do with our individual makeup, our genes, you know, our chromosomes and all of that that we got from our parents is in the biology. So how much we can handle or how well we handle it, you know, that's what I'm saying. All right, so having said all of that, yeah, so having said all of that, I found what I was trying to say. We're going to be on Clubhouse and we'll be conducting our different platforms. So I just wanted to say, I'll give a shout out to the Elation family because it's going to happen and to our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, who's pulling all of us together and encouraging us to of course, do that. So let's look at what Goldie Hawn had to say about what we're dealing with in this day and time. I love Goldie Hawn. She was in, I think, Private Benjamin. Was it that? I don't know. But one of those old movies back in the day. And her wonderful daughter, she's a great actress as well. And she said that we're sharing she said, we are in society showing forth or depicting failure to our younger generations because she's 76 years old now. And of course, we know so much has changed since her being a younger person, but she cares about the children and she's involved in the Children's Mental Health Organization. Let's see, what is the name of that organization? It'll come up, I think. Children's Health Organization. And what she said was she called the pandemic a national trauma, and she compared the heightened terror the public currently feels to the existential dread felt following the Cold War and witnessing the challenge of disaster, all these things, you know, that can flip a person's mind out. And we know that it's a very serious situation, even in light of just a few days, actually, when actress Regina King's son took his own life. Sometimes life just gets to be a lot, you know? It just gets to be a lot. We need to be really figuring out how we can help each other, how we can support each other. Do we call each other? Do we pray with each other? Do we try and lift each other's spirit, maybe make each other laugh? These things, are, in my opinion, are very, very necessary, better word, very, very necessary because what we're going through is real. It's very, very heavy sometimes. The COVID era has changed our children's lives, Goldie says, in far more real, tangible ways, social distancing, school closures, daily mask wearing. Kids are afraid of people, spaces, even the air around them. The level of contrast, fear, not seen in decades. But I have to agree with her. And it's not just kids. I mean, the adults, they're struggling to deal with all of this, you know? So their fear is being transferred to children as well. She says, this tells us that as a nation, we have failed our children. A few federal and state dollars that get directed to youth mental health invariably end up being earmarked for addiction and crisis care, addressing only the most severe disorders. There are modest funds once a kid ends up in a hospital, but what about before? Amen to that. You know, we can see money is going to drug abuse. We can see it going to alcohol dry out houses, but there are some children and adults in between. They're not on substances such as, and they're not abusing them, but some people are taking medications off the shelves just to numb the pain and, you know, to get through from day to day. What about dollars to deal with people like that, people who are open to getting help, not those who are saying, oh, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, and they're hiding behind the phone, and you don't really know that they're dying inside because they really, really, really can't handle life. Well, we really can't help them if they won't open up, right? But for those who are willing, you know, and if you're listening and you're one of those who don't open up, I've got some help for you. I want to share some things with you. For I know there are times in all of our lives when we feel overwhelmed. Now, whether it is with work added to COVID, with school added to COVID, or our social obligations added to COVID, it could just be a general feeling of being overwhelmed because we've been in this for so long and it's too much. And it seems like it's not going to let up. It's not going to ease up. You never got your job back. Your bills are suffering. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Your covers are getting bare. You can't seem to have enough money to do things you need to do with. You know, you may be in another state from your family, your immediate family, and they have their own stresses and their own problems. And life just gets to be a lot. So it doesn't matter if you have a big house on a hill. If you're living in a mansion, life is getting hard for you too because, you know, maybe mentally you can't handle all of this stuff. And maybe you're living in a little shack, a one-room shack. Life is getting hard for you and everybody in between. Everyone has their own stresses. It can be a pastor of a church when people are not coming and they're not putting money to keep the lights on and keeping the doors open. It could be a business where people that were always rushing in, you had a line outside, you don't have that kind of line anymore, and, you know, you're barely moving enough to keep the rent paid every month. You know, it could be just your individual family where, you know, you have to cut, they have to cut your hours because they're not moving enough product. And so, therefore, the hours you were making, you had balanced your budget within that, and now, you know, you don't have enough to really balance it. You just have to, like I said, rob Peter to pay Paul. The stresses are real. So here are some of the things that the National Council for Mental Well-Being is recommending. When life gets too hard for you, you know, when it gets to be too hard for you, don't pick up a gun and end it all. Don't think about getting your results by taking all the pills in a bottle. Let's not get extreme. Let's try and remember that life is a gift that God has given us, and He is going to see us through, not in our time, but He's showing us what we're made of because we're still hanging in here. It's okay if you cry. I have a granddaughter. She has to scream sometimes, she told me. So, hey, if that's what you got to do, you do that, you know. Some people just have to be alone and put their headsets on and hear music in their ears. If that's what it takes, great. But don't forget, you can always pray. You can always sing hymns, like the Bible says, songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. You can always do that. That's important as well. But here's what the National Council for Mental Well-being says is necessary as well, or can be necessary in your case, to be the help that you need. Take a deep breath and step away from whatever you're dealing with that's causing you to go there. What's causing you to go to the place of feeling powerless, feeling out of control? What's causing you to go there? Step away. Take a deep breath and step away. If you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, a quick way to begin to alleviate your feelings is by doing breathing exercises. I know we underestimate breathing exercises, but don't underestimate it if you have not tried it. Slow breathing. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Hey, listen, don't knock it until you've tried it. This happens to be a way that a lot of people find their center and their balance again, because they've been spinning out of control. They just stop themselves and they start doing breathing exercises. Okay, if the thing that's overwhelming you is in front of you, walk away from it and create some separation between you and whatever is making you feel this way. Okay, and take your deep breath. Take your deep breaths. It's going to relax you. It's going to lower your stress response. It has been proven to have worked on so many people. So keep that in mind. Look up, Google it, some breathing exercises that you can do at home when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed and you feel anxiety is creeping up on you. This is to help you. This is to help you. So look up some breathing exercises that you can do at home. The second thing is to create your quote-unquote no list. No. Not going there, not doing that, not taking that call. Not now. There are certain movies I can't watch. It's a certain frame of mind I have to be in, rather, to watch them. It could be a great movie, but if I'm not in that frame of mind, I can't watch that movie. It's not going to work for me. It's not going to benefit me in any kind of way. It won't be entertainment. I've got to be in the right frame of mind. So you've got to create your no list. Protect your time and your space. Now, that can give you a sense of control over your schedule. You have to know what to say no to and when to say no to it, okay? If you don't want to do something or you've been dreading going somewhere, don't feel obligated. You have to know how to replace some of those activities that you don't want to do that's not going to serve you in a good light. If it's not going to serve you, you've got to say no. Mm-mm. And don't feel obligated to say yes. Create healthy boundaries. It's crucial. Crucial for your well-being. The next thing on the list is to be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Remember that feeling overwhelmed is okay for a little short while. It also helps to remember that feeling overwhelmed will not last if you do some of the things I just gave you to do. It's going to come and it's going to go. We can't stop things from coming to us. You know, like people walk to your door and knock on your physical door. We can't stop people from knocking on our doors. That's how life knocks on our mental cavity. That's how it knocks on the table of our heart. That's how things buffet our soul. They just come at us. They come at us. We can't stop it from coming. But what we can do is decide if we're going to answer the door, right? So when you're feeling overwhelmed, be good to yourself. Give yourself some grace. If you don't get something done, if you don't wash those dishes tonight because you just feel like, you know, you're about to fall apart, tell yourself it's okay. It's okay. It is not my top priority. I've got some big, heavy, serious things happening in my life, and these dishes are just not one of them, okay? Be kind to yourself. I hope these tips is helping someone or helping someone. I hope these tips are helping someone. That's really important. Very interesting. On the list of the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, ask for help. Ask for help from someone who cares about you. Ask for help. And I just sent a note out to all my sisters that's on my list about knowing that you can't do all these things that you want to do alone. You can't go after your big dreams alone. You can't always, you know, find that success alone. And when you're going through trauma or you're going through being overwhelmed or anxiety, sometimes you can't do that alone either. So ask for help from someone who cares about you, a loved one, because your social support network is there for you to lean on. If you need to vent, if you need to talk things through, reach out. Reach out, because if they care about you, they're going to care about your mental situation, your challenges. They're going to care about you. And then the final point I want to share with you from this list is become a writer. You know, I don't mean a writer for publishing. I don't mean a writer to go and travel with your books, have book signings and book readings. But write down what you're feeling. Validate yourself, what you're feeling. Write down why you feel overwhelmed. You know, write down, and that makes it very real for you. And that puts things into focus. Why am I overwhelmed in this moment? What's going on with me? What's on my mind? What's creating this imbalance for me? Write down why you're anxious. What's got me anxious? Why am I trembling right now? You know, why do I feel like I'm on the verge of about to cry right now? Why do I feel like I'm about to scream right now? Write it down. Help alleviate those feelings. It helps us to do this unstructured. Just write it down. You don't have to have a topic, an opening, a body, and a close. Just write down what you're feeling, you know. Having a written stream of consciousness, it's allowing you to express yourself freely and to get those thoughts out of your head, and that's going to be a relief for you. It's going to help you to get them into a better focus, and you'll be able to see those things written down before you. Okay, because I can't seem to keep my schedule. Okay, I'm feeling this way because I missed another meeting because I did not look on my agenda. Or I feel like I want to scream because the check didn't come in. I feel like I have to scream, or I feel like I want to cry because the bill collectors keep calling. I feel like this because I didn't get a paycheck in a couple of weeks. So when you write down that and you write down the why, it helps you to now say, I keep missing these meetings because I'm not looking at my calendar. Okay, so now you create yourself a little sign. Put it at the front of the door. When you walk through your door, you can see it says, check your calendar. Check your calendar for tomorrow, or check your calendar tonight. You know, and it helps you to get more organized in that area, that you don't have to keep revisiting, feeling the way you're feeling because you keep missing what's on your calendar. If it's a situation where it's concerning money, write yourself a note. Call my creditor. Before they call you, call them. Call my creditor. Let them know I cannot do it on time this month because of thus and so. This thing has happened to me. And because it happened to me, I don't want to be a victim. I want to be proactive, and I'm going to call the creditor. They may say, oh, you still have to pay a late fee. Oh, you still have whatever they say, it's fine. But let it be noted, I called you to let you know I'm having a situation. So as we get ready to close for today, let me recap. I gave you some options, some out options. How to help yourself to deal with your back hard pressed against the wall. How to deal with being overwhelmed. How to deal with these anxieties that come up on you. Some people get anxiety so bad they could hardly breathe. They get anxiety so bad they could hardly breathe. But take a deep breath. Step away if that obstacle is right in front of you. Take your deep breath. Breathe in slowly through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And I also said, Google some deep breathing exercises that will help you. Secondly, I said create a no list. A no, N-O, a no. Did I say no? You know what I mean? No. Create a no list. Like, I don't feel like it today, then don't do it. I don't feel like going. I know I said I was going. Send your regrets, honey. I know it's the last minute, but send your regrets. I can't do it. Because only you know how you really feel. Don't make it a habit of missing people's events when you have RSVP'd. But if you're really feeling like you just can't cope, you have to not ignore that feeling. Be kind to yourself was number three. Ask for help from someone who cares about you. And learn to write down what you're feeling at any given moment so you can go back and tell yourself why you were feeling that. And so now you can go back and try and not just put a Band-Aid on it, but try and fix it so you don't have to keep returning to that same feeling over that same situation over and over again. It's COVID, and people are mental. If not all people, most people are having something going on, if not in their own individual lives, in the lives of those they live with, those they have to contend with. It's real. Mental health is necessary because mental illness and disorders are very, very real. I pray today, couldn't get that out, that you have been touched or blessed or informed in some way. And I hope that you reach out to me if you've got questions, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This is my final podcast in my month of celebration. Been celebrating my birthday all month. I want to thank all persons. If you're listening to this podcast and you had a hand in my celebration, whether it was through a great greeting you sent me, a card, a gift, even if you quietly said a prayer for me, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May God bless you. I am a garnet. I'm a January girl, Capricorn, okay, if that's your thing. But in any event, I thank God for letting me borrow just a little bit more breath. And I'm still going and still going, and I'm going to keep on going until God says, okay, it's time for you to transfer. But until then, just know that we always want to be grateful for every breath we could not give ourselves, and I am very grateful. So join me here again next week. We're going to be in the month of February. We're going to be able to send a shout-out to all three of my children and all of you that's born in the month of February as well. All right, God bless you. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. Take good care. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you were born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. I'm saying to me now, you just don't understand.
home.